जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी।
And now chapter 67, Lord Balaram slays Vivida Gorilla. The glorious King Parikshit said, I wish to hear further about Sri Balaram, the unlimited and immeasurable Supreme Lord, whose activities are all astounding. What else did he do?
There was an ape named Vivida who was a friend of Narakasura's. This powerful Vivida, the brother of Mainda, had been instructed by King Sugriva. To avenge the death of his friend Naraka, the ape Vivida ravaged the land, setting fires that burned cities, villages, mines, and cowherd dwellings. Once Vivida tore up a number of mountains and used them to devastate all the neighboring kingdoms, especially the province of Anarta, wherein dwelt his friend's killer, Lord Hari. Another time he entered the ocean and, with the strength of 10,000 elephants, churned up its water with his arms, and thus submerged the coastal regions. The wicked ape tore down the trees in the hermitages of exalted sages, and contaminated their sacrificial fires with his feces and urine. Just as a wasp imprisons smaller insects, he arrogantly threw both men and women into caves in a mountain valley, and sealed the caves shut with boulders. Once, while Vivida was thus engaged in harassing the neighboring kingdoms and polluting women of respectable families, he heard very sweet singing coming from the Raivataka mountain, so he went there. There he saw Sri Balaram, the lord of the Yadus, adorned with a garland of lotuses and appearing most attractive in every limb. He was singing amidst a crowd of young women, and since he had drunk Varuni liquor, his eyes rolled as if he were intoxicated. His body shone brilliantly as he behaved like an elephant in rut. The mischievous ape climbed a tree branch and then revealed his presence by shaking the trees and making the sound kilak kila. When Lord Baladev's consorts saw the ape's impudence, they began to laugh. They were, after all, young girls who were fond of joking and prone to silliness. Even as Lord Balaram looked on, Vivida insulted the girls by making odd gestures with his eyebrows, coming right in front of them and showing them his anus. Angered, Lord Balaram, the best of fighters, hurled a rock at him, but the cunning ape dodged the rock and grabbed the lord's pot of liquor. Further infuriating Lord Balaram by laughing and by ridiculing him, wicked Vivida then broke the pot and offended the lord even more by pulling at the girl's clothing. Thus the powerful ape, puffed up with false pride, continued to insult Sri Balaram. Lord Balaram saw the ape's rude behavior and thought of the disruptions he had created in the surrounding kingdoms. Thus the lord angrily took up his club and his plow weapon, having decided to put his enemy to death. Mighty Vivida also came forward to do battle. Uprooting a shala tree with one hand, he rushed toward Balaram and struck him on the head with the tree trunk. But Lord Sankarshan remained as motionless as a mountain and simply grabbed the log as it fell upon his head. He then struck Vivida with his club named Sunanda. Struck on the skull by the lord's club, Dvivida became brilliantly decorated by the outpour of blood, like a mountain beautified by red oxide. Ignoring the wound, Dvivida uprooted another tree, stripped it of its leaves by brute force, and struck the Lord again. Now enraged, Lord Balaram shattered the tree into hundreds of pieces, upon which Dvivida grabbed yet another tree and furiously hit the Lord again. This tree, too, the Lord smashed into hundreds of pieces. Thus fighting the Lord, who again and again demolished the trees he was attacked with, Dvivida kept on uprooting trees from all sides until the forest was left treeless. The angry ape then released a rain of stones upon Lord Balaram, but the wielder of the club easily pulverized them all. Dvivida, the most powerful of apes, now clenched his fists at the end of his palm tree-sized arms, came before Lord Balaram, and beat his fists against the Lord's body. The furious Lord of the Yadavas then threw aside his club and plow, and with his bare hands hammered a blow upon Dvivida's collarbone. The ape collapsed, vomiting blood. When he fell, O tiger, among the Kurus, Raivataka Mountain shook, along with its cliffs and trees, like a wind-tossed boat at sea. In the heavens, the demigods, perfect mystics, and great sages cried out, "Victory to you! Obeisances to you! Excellent! Well done!" and showered flowers upon the Lord. Having thus killed Dvivida, who had disturbed the whole world, the Supreme Lord returned to his capital as the people along the way chanted his glories.
Thus ends the 67th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Balaram Slays Dvivida Gorilla.